This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is why you invest all that time. This is why you have all that passion, all that energy, all that care. This is why you give your hard-earned bucks to tickets, to merchandise, to cable, whatever it takes. This is why you represent. This is why you wear the green with pride. Why you didn't bail when there were lean years, when there were seasonal collapses like last year. It's why you battle with those weasel cowboy commander and Giants fans. It's why you say go birds to strangers. It's why sports are the ultimate unifier that cuts through racial and socioeconomic lines. It's why you watch the games with your mom and dad and your siblings and your buddies and your crew, and it's why you sit in the same seat because you don't want to jinx it, because of moments like this that we get to celebrate together. And as the great Merrill Reese once said, Philadelphia, this is for you. Welcome in, everybody. Your Philadelphia Eagles just put a whoop-ass on the two-time consecutive Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. You are listening to the PDQ Restaurant Point of Sale Systems post-game show. Rob Ellis, Clay Harbor. Clay, look at you, man. Look at you rolling into town tonight, and you get to talk about a champion. How about that? What's up, Clay?
Man, I don't know how to follow that up, guys. This wasn't a recording. My man Rob was just going from the heart right there. I'm telling you, I don't know how to follow that up. But just being a part of this organization, I'm so happy for this city, proud of this city, proud of this team. Howie Roseman, the GM that drafted me, I love that guy. I mean, just what he's been able to do. We talked about it. Two different coaches, two different quarterbacks to put together this team, this defensive line, this offensive line, to take all the heat they did last year and to come out here and win the Super Bowl?
Oof.
Absolutely huge.
How
no
about
place
this?
I'd rather be.
No place we'd rather. See, here's the thing. You played for the team. You bleed green. Every single person listening is an Eagles fan. And for a lot of us who grew up here, you know what it means. You know what it means because you played here, Clay. You bled on that field. And these kind of things don't come up very often. It's rare. And it's unique that they've been there two out of the last 3 years, that they've been now three times in 7-8 years. It's very unique. But when you get close, you need to finish it off, and you need to close the deal. And that's exactly what they did tonight, really, from Jump Street. This was absolute sheer domination, all gas, no brakes, a slaughter. I don't care that it says 40 to 22. I don't care what that score says. They were the ultimate garbage points. They absolutely annihilated Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, whoever the hell else they were throwing into that box. The Eagles smacked them around.
Rob, here's one of the quotes that I love. If you're going to beat the champion,
yep,
you have to knock them out, and the Eagles knocked them out today. in every aspect of the game, offense, defense, special teams, coaching. Vic Fangio.
Yes.
I mean, we got a lot to get to, but
Vic Fangio.
What a masterclass.
Yeah.
He didn't blitz the whole game.
Nope.
Six sacks, the most time Patrick Mahomes has ever been sacked in his NFL career. Didn't send one blitz.
Nope.
He played all zone defense.
They beat the brakes off of him.
All but two of his snaps were zone defense. This guy saw something, and he went with it, and he dialed up a perfect defensive game plan. You got to take your hat off to what Vic Fangio has been able to do with this defense. Number one in points, or number one in
Jason,
yards.
They were 26 last year.
26!
This is an epic turnaround. Epic.
And you're playing the greatest quarterback of our generation?
Yeah.
And you put this up against him? Okay, some garbage time points? Incredible showing from Vic Fangio.
Incredible. Let me just throw these at you. This was the first half, Clay, okay? So the Eagles are up 17-0, and of course, you know, when that's the case, or 24-0, and of course, when that's the case, you know, with Mahomes and Reed, you never say it's over. Okay, we get that. But yeah. Listen to these numbers, man. The Chiefs ran 20 offensive plays and had 23 yards and two turnovers, including a pick six by the birthday boy, Cooper DeJean, who went to the house. Okay. First downs, 13-1. 13-1, the Eagles versus the Chiefs. Total yards, 179-23. This is the first half. Mahomes, 6-for-14, 33 yards, no touchdowns, two interceptions, three sacks, and a 10.7 passer rating. 10, you heard me right. The Eagles had three sacks in the first half. The Chiefs had seven drives for 20 plays and 13 yards. Seven drives, 13 yards, two interceptions. You talk about a team that came out ready. That came out, there was, you know, remember early in the year, oh my God, what's going on with the Eagles in the first quarter? Well, they cured that. That was cured. This was a curb stomp that they did to the Kansas. This wasn't some team that got lucky to get in there out of the AFC. This was the two-time champ. They've won three in the last 5 years, and they put this on them? This kind of number they did to them? Incredible performance. It's the greatest Eagles performance I have ever seen.
It's the greatest Eagles performance I've ever seen. You look at this defensive line. I mean, you got to take your hats off to those guys up there. Milton Williams, Jalix Hunt, Josh Sweat coming through with 2.5 big sacks. Obviously, Jalen Carter. I mean, this was an incredible performance.
Correct.
Like we said, they did not blitz.
Yep.
I mean, that's an incredible stat. And they played 60% cover four. If you guys don't know what that means, that's not an attacking style defense. That's let's keep stuff in front of us. Let's play kind of close to the receivers and let our defensive line go to work.
Yep.
And that's what they did.
How about this, too? They did this year after two Hall of Famers retired. Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox retired, and you did this and came back and won it. And for all of the Nick Sirianni doubters, for all the Jalen Hurts doubters, okay? And I'm not going to say I wasn't critical at some points this year. I was, in full candor. But those two guys answered the bell and then some. Jalen wins the MVP. Jalen Hurts, 17-for-22, 221 yards in the air, two touchdowns, 119 passer rating, 11 rushes, 72 yards, and a touchdown. That is what you want out of your quarterback. The guy just wins. How about Nick Sirianni? 48-20 in the regular season, 6-3 in the postseason, two Super Bowl appearances, and one Super Bowl win in 4 years.
Got to be a lot of apology letters written to specifically Jalen Hurts for whatever he's been doing. You know, Jalen Hurts, there's got to be some apology letters to some of these national media correspondents because. I mean, like you said, the second half of the game, 6-for-7, 98 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions, 14 yards per attempt, a 158 rating, 47 yards rushing.
Dimes,
the guy
too.
Did it everywhere, dropping dimes, that big play to Devontae Smith.
Oh.
I mean, he's incredible. Let's talk a little bit about Howie Roseman.
Let's go.
Let's talk about Howie Roseman. Brings in Fangio, brings in Kellen Moore, signed Saquon Barkley, Zach Bond, brought back C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Mekhi Becton. It was his idea to move him into guard. And then you extend Landon Dickerson, Jake Elliott, obviously up and down, Reed Blankenship back, Jordan Mailata, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, extending them.
How about that? How about this one, too? You're in a Super Bowl tonight. Quinyon Mitchell was Guantanamo Bay, right? He doesn't allow anything. Cooper DeJean gets a pick six, and Jalix Hunt has a sack.
Rookies.
They're your first three picks. This doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen.
You're thrilled if these guys start doing these kind of things as the years go on. These guys were ready-made. Like, they didn't come in, let me get used. No, they came in a 1,000 miles an hour. They came in hot.
that's not easy to do, too. Obviously, a part of that has to do with your coaching staff and developing these guys. But Howie, to recognize the talent, recognize the fit and scheme with Vic Fangio's scheme with some of these defensive players, to be able to do that is so impressive. It's not easy to do for these rookies to come in and play at this high level. And you got to take your head off to guys like Avante Maddox.
Yes. How about the play he makes that
makes the play, gets benched, gracefully takes his benching, coaches up the cornerback,
yes,
then comes out on the biggest stage.
Class act.
And takes the huge play there.
Let's get two more in here, man. Okay. Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham comes back to play in this game after he tears his triceps. A guy who's been here, Clay. He came in with you, right? He's been around that long. No, and you know, look, so you had an unbelievable career, but the fact that the guy is still doing it and comes back and has the ability to play and win his second Super Bowl, and by the way, was all over in terms of pressure, getting held left and right.
Left and right. He drew the holding penalty, but there was a couple other ones he could have drawn. I was so impressed with how he looked, and I was telling you, Rob, we got drafted at the same time. I'm waking up in the middle of the night with lower back pain. This guy's still rushing the passer.
You're sitting next to me talking about the game.
Talking about him. BG's still out there doing it.
Yeah, look. This
incredible.
This is going to be a party tonight, all right? So we want to hear from everybody, man. We're partying here.
Yes.
You're partying wherever you are. 215-592-9494. This is a night for you. This is a night for all of us together. You can't see it, but Clay can you know vouch for it. I'm giving you a virtual hug right now.
Yeah.
This is for all of us to have fun. We know we have the TVs on. We already see the people are out in the streets partying, having fun. We hope everybody will be careful, but go out and have fun, man. Hug your buddies, hug your friends, hug your wife, hug your kids, bang pots and pans in the middle of the street. Do whatever you got to do, man, because this doesn't come along very often, and savor every freaking second of it. That's all I can say.
You just beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, you didn't beat the Chiefs. You spanked the Chiefs.
Spanked the Chiefs.
You spanked them. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back, open it up. Let's go, people. Eagles win 40-22. They win Super Bowl 59. They win Super Bowl 59 in an absolute obliterating fashion. 215-592-9494. All right. Did you know that former Eagles wide receiver Todd Pinkston is in his second year as the running backs coach with the Chiefs? Yeah, not a good night for Todd tonight. But if you didn't know that, you didn't know Jack. Get to see Jack Dell's teams at DellToyota.com, DellChevrolet.com. We come back. We're opening it up. We're going to hear from Nick Sirianni. We're going to hear from Jalen Hurts. We're going to hear from all kinds of people tonight because the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. Clay Harbor, Rob Ellis, PDQ Restaurant, Point of Sale Systems post-game show on the Eagles Radio Network, presented by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865 on 94 WIP.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.